First Timothy chapter 2. Read at verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Now turn back, please, to the book of Genesis in your Bible, back to chapter 35 of the book of Genesis. I would like you to notice a little concerning Benjamin as a mediator for his brethren. We probably are all acquainted with the story of Joseph in Genesis and his brethren. They had sinned against Joseph, and Joseph was going to bring them to repentance before he could reveal his mercy and grace to them. And Benjamin becomes the mediator to stand between the offender and the offended. Chapter 35 of the book of Genesis, and look please at verse 18. This is concerning Rachel. When she was giving birth to Benjamin, she died. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. Now look, please, in the 43rd chapter. And look at verse 13. Take also your brother, and arise, go again unto the man, and God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up, and went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, bring these men home, and slay and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon. Now in chapter 44, and look at verse 8. Behold, the money which we found in our sacks' mouths, we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of thy Lord's house silver or gold? With whomsoever of thy servants it be found, both let him die, and we also will be my Lord's bondmen. Now look at verse 12. And he searched, and began at the eldest, and left at the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they rent their clothes and laded every man his ass and returned to the city. Now finally, please, in chapter 45, in verse 9, haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast, and there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household, and all that thou hast, come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. Ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck, and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, He kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. Now I trust that God will bless this reading and this illustration of being a mediator from the history of dear Benjamin. The truth of a mediator, first of all, introduces us to the position of a sinner. The sinner before God is without appeal. He must have another to speak on his behalf. The sinner is without ability to present anything to God, even if he had anything. He could not present it direct to God. He must have a mediator. And 1 Timothy chapter 2 reminds us, God will have all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. But he adds, for there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And so, friend, in this meeting tonight, if you have any thoughts about God's salvation, and you know that the Bible says that God wants you to be saved, but somehow or other, you're in a quandary, and you can't figure out why God doesn't move towards you with salvation. Let me say to you tonight, what you require to have dealings with God is a mediator. You cannot come to God on your own merit. You cannot approach God by your own words. You cannot give to God in your own person. You must have a mediator. Now the mediator, as we will notice from Benjamin, we'll find that there are four things that we have read from these four passages that are absolutely necessary in a mediator. If you and I are to be saved, we will only be saved through the value of the mediator. Not through value of our own, and not by any movement on our part. God will not move toward me because of something in me. He moves toward the sinner because of the value of the mediator. And that I hope you will get to see tonight. Now notice first of all, in regard to Benjamin, that his name, he has two names. He's given the name by his mother when he is born, the son of my sorrow. But Jacob, he changed that immediately. No, he said, he's the son of my right hand. Now I want you to notice that this boy is given a name by his father. It's an appointed name. And my friend, it's the name that links us with the Lord Jesus tonight. The name Jesus is a given name. The Lord Jesus did not choose that name for himself. It was given to him by his father, and it tells us that he is the mediator. He is the savior. And so, friend, tonight, knowing your need and knowing your position and your requirement of a mediator, we want you to get to see you'll have to look to the Lord Jesus to be your mediator. If you're going to have an acceptance with God, if you're going to be able to be saved by the power of God, it will only be through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the appointed mediator, just like Benjamin. That's the name that's given to us. But I want to point out to you, friend, that in Benjamin's name, we have a great story unfolding concerning the Lord Jesus. His mother said of him, she's the son of my sorrow. She died giving birth to that boy, to that little baby. Does that not tell us, friend, a little of the Lord Jesus? And I would like to remind you, in keeping with 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, in order for the Lord Jesus to be a mediator on your behalf and on my behalf, the poor guilty sinner, he also must become the son of sorrow. He must go to the cross. And verse 6 of 1 Timothy 2 reminds us that he gave himself a ransom for many. You see, friend, the first point that you need to recognize as you stand dealing with God as a sinner, in light of the danger that you've been listening to, that has been set before you clearly tonight to warn you, to give you urgency, to recognize your need. What you require is a mediator that can pay the price. That's what you require. That's what we see in Benjamin. He's the son of sorrow. He's born out of death. How solemn. My friend, tonight, we would point you back to the cross. That's what you need to have a look at tonight. Don't look inside for some feeling or something to happen or something that you can count on that you'd be able to tell people about. You know, I really think sometimes when people are struggling to get salvation, what they're really looking for is something that they would feel happy talking about afterwards. You know, my friend, that's not what you need. That's not what you need. Not something that'll make you feel comfortable that you can tell people about and afraid that you won't have a right kind of a story to tell. No, friend, it's not a story you need. It's Christ you need. God's salvation is found in Christ and Christ alone. A mediator that can pay the price. Because you can't pay it, neither can I. And God declares concerning his beloved Son, he gave himself a ransom for all. Oh, thank God tonight we can pronounce and tell the world that there's enough in the Lord Jesus to meet the need of all. My friend, I want to say to you in this meeting tonight, you can't go out that door tonight saying to yourself, I don't know if it was for me or not. I don't know if it was enough for me. You can't say it because God says it was enough for all. Yes, friend, that takes you in and you can't evade it. The only way you can evade it is to disbelieve it and be an unbeliever. The Lord Jesus, in pictured in Benjamin, was the son of sorrow. But his father said, he's the son of my right hand. God has raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. He has accepted the payment that he made. He has exalted him to his right hand in heaven. And my friend, he's proclaiming to the world of dying sinful men, there is one God, and there is one mediator, a living man in heaven. The Lord Jesus is your only hope for salvation. Dear lady in the meeting tonight, what you need is this mediator. These dear brethren of Joseph, they didn't realize how much they would be dependent on Benjamin. They had no idea how much they would be dependent on that younger brother. He was the youngest of the family, the youngest of the 12, and they had no conception of how much Benjamin would mean to Joseph, the one against whom they had sinned. Benjamin meant everything to dear Joseph, and when he saw his face, he was able to accept his brethren only because Benjamin was there. Dear sinner tonight, there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. He's an appointed mediator because of his suffering and because of his acceptableness to God. God has appointed the Lord Jesus to be a mediator on your behalf and on my behalf. Oh, friend, whatever you do tonight, don't go looking for some other thing or some type of an experience. You listen to what God has to say as to what you require and what he has provided. And therein lies the secret for your salvation. The second thing I want you to notice about Benjamin is that he was an acceptable mediator. When you come to chapter 43 of Genesis, where we read about dear Benjamin, when the brethren brought him down to Joseph's house, and they came to the door, and they came to the servant, and there's Benjamin. And this is what the word of God says. When Joseph saw Benjamin, he said to his servant, take these men home and make dinner for them. They'll die with me today. It all depended on Benjamin. It didn't depend on how much money they had, and they had money. And it didn't depend on how honest they tried to be, and they were trying desperately to be honest. They were doing everything within their power to try and persuade Joseph to accept them and believe them. That's what they were trying to do, just like sinners. Some in the meeting tonight, you've been trying desperately to get God to believe you, that you're sincere. Trying desperately to get God to move towards you because you've been trying so hard to believe and trying so hard to get saved. My friend Joseph's not even looking at his brethren. He's looking at Benjamin. That made all the difference. And when Joseph saw Benjamin, he said, bring these men home. My friend, tonight, the eye of God is fixed upon his beloved son. He's not looking at that, at the efforts of your hand as being a means that he can be good to you and save you. Why, he's interested in what you're doing with the Lord Jesus. They brought Benjamin with them. Benjamin was both acceptable to Joseph and acceptable to his brethren at that point. And I want to say to you tonight, friend, that's what God wants you to see tonight. What you need is to accept the Lord Jesus as your only hope for acceptance with God. God has already accepted him, and he's trying to tell you of the pleasure that he's found in the work that he accomplished for sinners at Calvary. He's trying to tell you tonight that the work that saves eternally a guilty sinner from righteous wrath in the lake of fire, the Lord Jesus has paid it all. He wants to tell you tonight. My, I remember the Sunday night I found that out. You know, I had the idea that God was watching me. And if I could only believe hard enough, or just believe the right way or something, and oh, how I tried. I'd read the verses that I had in the gospel, in the Sunday school, in the gospel meeting, John 3:16. I don't know how many times I read it. I didn't keep account of that, but I know one thing. Every time I read it, I'd read down that verse and try to make it real and try to put myself in it. What an awful, foolish sinner I was. I was trying to do what the Lord Jesus had already done for me. My, how foolish. And I remember well as I sat upon the bed that night in the darkness of my soul, I had to acknowledge to God, I'm just going down to hell, and I can't do anything about it. I'm lost. And there came into my mind Romans 5:6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And you know that little three-lettered word, F-O-R, it just opened it up to me. Why, the Lord Jesus was taking my place. That's my mediator. He was giving to God what I could not give. He was doing for me what I could never do for myself. He purchased salvation for a sinner like me. And sitting on the side of the bed, I simply took him at his word. And well do I remember, I slipped down to my knees beside that bed. I couldn't tell you what I prayed, but I'll tell you what was in my heart. I was thankful to find out that the Lord Jesus had settled the sin question for me. Oh, friend, in the meeting tonight, that's exactly what Benjamin did for his brethren. He stood between Joseph, against whom they had sinned, and the ones who had sinned. He stood in the breach. He was acceptable to Joseph. He was the only reason that Joseph would let them in his house. And friend, the only reason this poor sinner will ever be in heaven is because of the Lord Jesus. The only reason anyone in this meeting tonight knows that they're going to be in heaven and not in hell is because of the Lord Jesus. He's their only hope. Now I ask you kindly, what have you done with the mediator? What have you done with the Lord Jesus? Here you are and you're searching for salvation and you're going around in circles. And some of you here tonight have likely been praying in your bedroom and trying to get salvation. Some of you, dear women here tonight, you've lived a good life. And you've never been unfaithful in your life. You've never been unclean in your character. And you can't figure out why God doesn't move towards you. Let me say, friend, what you need is a mediator. You need the Lord Jesus to stand between you and God. He alone is acceptable with God. And his work on your behalf, God has accepted. And he wants you to accept him. And when you cease your trying and cease your efforts, and receive the Lord Jesus and what he has done as your only hope for God's salvation, God says, thou shalt be saved. He's the mediator. In the third passage, I want to notice with you in chapter 44, Benjamin was associated with the sinners. They found the cup of Joseph in Benjamin's sack. Of course, that was done purposely by Benjamin, by Joseph. Joseph had put that cup in that sack there. And of course, it reminds us of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus, friend, God sent the Lord Jesus to be associated with sinners. God appointed the Lord Jesus to be numbered with the transgressors. And we want to tell you tonight that the only reason that you and I could be saved was that the Lord Jesus should be charged with our sin, that He should go to the cross of Calvary, that He should become accountable for sin that was not His own. God appointed that. Oh, what love, what mercy. Friend, it ought to melt your heart tonight. It ought to break your heart to think that God so loved me that He gave His beloved Son to become accountable for my vile sins that I might have a mediator. Dear Joseph wanted and he longed for the moment when he would be able to kiss his brethren and put his arms around them and forgive them, just like he did in chapter 45. And friend, we can tell you with all our heart tonight, there's nothing that God would desire more for you, dear woman, dear young man in this meeting, nothing in all the world would He desire more than to be able to say to you, forgiven, forgiven. That's what God wants. In order to do it, He had to link Benjamin with them, the transgressors. And my friend, in order for God to be able to speak forgiveness to you, He had to send His Son to the cross and there to charge Him with our vile sin and to punish Him that He might be the mediator. Can't you see, friend, tonight? If it wasn't for Benjamin, there never would have been a chapter 45. Never would have been the day when Joseph would have put his arms around them and kissed them and forgive them, given them. Never, friend, never, without Benjamin to stand between. It all depended on Benjamin's acceptableness with Joseph. Thank God for the Lord Jesus, the one mediator who stands between God and men, the man Christ Jesus who gave Himself a ransom for many. Oh, dear friend, tonight, as I turn to the last passage, I hope it will be your experience like these men. Look at them now. As I think of chapter 45 and verse 12, it is, we find the emphasis here is upon the authority of Benjamin's word. Joseph didn't trust the word of his brethren because he knew they had lied before, but he could trust Benjamin. Benjamin had never done anything against Joseph. All the other men had. What a picture of the Lord Jesus. My friend, tonight, let me remind you, the word of the Lord Jesus can be trusted. And He says, I want you to go home to my father and tell him all the glory that you've seen in Egypt. And Benjamin's seen it. He's the witness. My friend, tonight, the word of the mediator, the word of the Lord Jesus can be depended on. Upon the cross of Calvary, out of that, after that darkness had lifted, the Savior cried, it's finished! It's finished! Why, that ought to be good news for some sinner tonight. The work that saves a sinner like you, the Lord Jesus, finished. And on the basis of that, Joseph takes Benjamin and he kisses him. He's accepted Benjamin. And then he turns from Benjamin and he turns to the sinners. Forgiven. All because Benjamin was sent by the Father to stand between the sinful boys and the one against whom they had sinned. My friend, tonight the Lord Jesus is your only answer. Don't look any further. Don't look for anything more. What Christ has done, God has accepted. The Lord Jesus is presented. And if you would like to know God's forgiveness, then you rest where God rests. He rests in the Lord Jesus Christ. God is satisfied right now about all your sins. Right now. He's already satisfied. He didn't do a thing. And God's already satisfied. And He's trying to tell you about it tonight. And the moment as a poor sinner that you believe His word, you will be forgiven. Oh, precious assurance, that's what God wants you to see tonight. He wants you to recognize that your salvation depends on another. It doesn't depend on you. It depends on the mediator, just like those brethren of Joseph. It all depended on Benjamin, whether they got in the house or whether they were kissed and forgiven, it all depended on Benjamin. Oh, friend, tonight, it all depends on the Lord Jesus, and God gave him to Calvary to purchase salvation. And he says, there is a mediator. There's only one. No one else will do. Your problem, friend, is not whether you can see it or not. That's not your problem tonight. Your problem is not whether you can understand it or not. No, you may as well forget it. Your problem is, what have you done with Jesus? That's your problem. God has accepted him, and you haven't. That's why you're not saved and have no assurance tonight. You have not accepted God's mediator between you and God. That's why you're not saved. When you do, you'll be saved and you'll know it. And you won't have to have anyone tell you either. You'll be able to tell us, thank God, I'm saved. I can see it now. I can see it now. Christ died for me. That's when, my friend, that is accepting Christ as your Savior. When you get to see that the only hope for you, a sinner, is Christ and Him alone. One God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. My question to you, sinner, tonight is, what will you do with Jesus, which is called Christ? Let us pray.
O God in heaven, we would earnestly pray tonight that Thou wilt cause poor sinners in this audience to remember the words that have been spoken. Solemn words have fallen upon their ears tonight. And as we draw closer to the midnight hour, literally, of this day, we are made aware once more of the solemn possibilities that could be the portion of men and women. It makes us weep, O God, in our soul, to think of how often sinners so deliberately pass the Savior by. They will go out of a gospel meeting having been touched by God, and go away as they came in their darkness. We wonder if they really believe Thy word. O God, we pray that Thy kind hand of mercy will enshroud them, that nothing will happen to them that would take away their life, and their soul would plunge into utter darkness. We thank Thee for Thy Son tonight. We trust that some sinner in this meeting will see, if never before, that their salvation depends entirely on the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that they might receive Him and know the joy of their sins forgiven, we do pray in the Lord Jesus' name.